Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's been almost a week, and I still can't believe that our new president is a hateful cheetah with a ferret on top. But the world's still spinning, and if we don't stop trying, we might find ourselves winning. So today, I tweet for anyone who's down but not out. We're here, we're not going anywhere, get used to it. By the way, one of my missions for Good Morning Black Twitter from the beginning has been to signal boost businesses and causes of Black Twitter. And this recent election has really just made me double down in that mission. So if you need a signal boost, please go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com, go to the About page, scroll down, fill out the form, and submit your information so you can be a friend to the show and the show can be a friend to you. And by the way, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Okay, so we have a radioactive turd and a toupee for a president. Where do we go from here? I don't know about you, but I definitely underestimated the effectiveness of voter suppression laws, and I don't ever want to do that again. At this point, we don't really know to what extent voter suppression laws even worked, and we may never really know. But there have been reports that hundreds of thousands of eligible voters didn't vote. And I think if voter ID laws had something to do with that, that's something that needs to be addressed. And it needs to be addressed quickly because the next election isn't 4 years from now. The next election isn't even 2 years from now. Some people have local elections next year, 2017, as in next November. I hate making the same mistake twice, and I hate watching the same mistake be made twice. So my goal is to help people who live in states where voter ID laws were enacted get IDs. It would be nice if we could simply repeal these laws, but with a Republican president, a Republican Congress, and loads of Republican governors, I don't see that happening anytime soon. And we can't vote them out if we can't vote. So, there's an organization called Vote Riders that I have my eye on, and I can't really vouch for them yet because I'm still doing my due diligence. I'll put their link in the description so you can check them out for yourself. But in the meantime, I just want to let you know what organizations I'm looking at and you can check them out too. If I can determine that they're really good and effective, I'll be donating to them until everybody who needs an ID in a state with voter ID laws has one. Then once everyone can vote, my next concern is, who are we voting for? Cause like, I've been a Democrat for 14 years, it's my entire adult life, and at this point, I'm tired of the Dem establishment. I'm done with them. They're out of touch, they're selfish, and they're spineless, and they're more interested in working like a corporation and with corporations than standing up for the American people. And I'm fed up. I believe we need new blood, fresh recruits, people who have new ideas and new perspectives and don't all come from the same Ivy League backgrounds. Not that there's anything wrong with having an Ivy League background. Hi, mommy. We need to get back to our elected officials coming from all walks of life. So I will also be checking out an organization called Higher Heights for America, and I'll put their link in the description as well. They're specifically focused on supporting Black women candidates, and I, for one, think we definitely need more Black women holding political office. Some talking head, who I can't remember at the moment, said that black women are the cornerstone of any progressive platform, or something like that. But personally, I don't see why we have to wait for some other people to center us. I'm tired of waiting for other people to address our issues. I'm tired of hoping the establishment backs a candidate that gives a damn about us, only to find out they didn't, and then we have to fight to get that candidate to pay attention to us. That approach is played. It's canceled. That's over. The longer we wait, the more opportunities we miss. So that's where my political muscle will be flexed, helping people vote and giving them good candidates to vote for. I know this is not the end all be all. Being represented in government is only part of the solution. But everyone can't do everything, and I'm gonna play my part by applying myself in the ways I think I can be most effective. And I hope everyone does the same. Now, sticking with the political theme of this episode, I have a read on my spirit. I know this show is not the read, but it's my show, and I'm gonna do what I want. Who gonna check me, boo? This read is for white/liberal/Democrats. I'm sick of you. You empathize with Trump voters. You empathize with Republican buildings. You empathize with everyone but actual victims, and I'm sick of your shit. And while you publicly flagellate yourselves to look holier than thou for helping out trash Republicans, guess what? You told on yourself. While you were jumping to be the face of agreeability, you revealed you have no integrity, no political will, not a shred of dignity, no moral compass at all. All this time, Republicans have called Democrats godless, and you got so busy trying to change your image to prove them wrong, you proved them right. You have no God. You serve yourselves. And let me be the first to say that being godless isn't a bad thing if you own it. Instead, you pretend that you have values, and that you have to give safe harbor to bigots because of these values, and it's a sham. At least Republicans believe the bullshit they say. You liberals are a shell. Or better yet, a sail, limp and relying on the wind for direction. You are the worst thing any human being could possibly be, and that's useless. You are lukewarm, and I'm spitting you out of my mouth and kicking you out the party. You cannot sit with the Democrats anymore. Let that wind blow you over to the Republicans' table and hope they let you sit with them. I have no use for you. I am done. Okay, so, do you even want to talk about this election anymore? If you want to share a joke, if you want to move on, if you want to talk about anything else, I'm here for it. Get at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at @GMBTShow. I'd love to hear anything. And you know what? Even if it's comments about the election, we all need to blow off steam. So, holla at you, girl. I hope you have your seatbelts buckled, because it's going to be a wild ride. Let's get into this week. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.